It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An early September snowfall along the Front Range Tuesday would follow record heat over the Labor Day weekend. It was 101 degrees in Denver Saturday. Metro area highs tomorrow could be in the 30s. Becky Bollinger is the assistant state climatologist.
It's truly something that I've never seen.
Bollinger says one question is, if it does snow, how much will stick with the ground still so warm? She says she's also worried about her garden tomatoes. Overnight temperatures across the metro area could drop below freezing tonight and tomorrow. Smoky air along the Front Range is coming from the Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins. The fire that started August 13th flared up Sunday. People in Fort Collins and Loveland have reported ash falling in some places. Russell Danielson with the National Weather Service says a cold front coming this evening will likely help.
We're expecting 6 to 12 inches of snow. That'll be very good. That should help reduce the fire growth.
Also on Sunday, fire officials upgraded a voluntary evacuation order to a mandatory order on several roads east of the fire. Home sales in Metro Denver continued this summer's hot streak last month, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The average price of a single-family home hit a record in August at more than $606,000. That's an increase of more than 5.5% from the start of the year. That's according to a report from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. So far, the housing market has defied expectations of a pandemic-induced slowdown. In July, a record number of deals were closed in Denver. Sales did tick down a bit last month, but they were still up 4.2% compared to August of last year. The inventory of homes on the market is down dramatically, and that lack of options has kept prices high. I'm Sarah Mulholland to CPR News.
Again, it's highs today in the 90s and much colder temperatures and rain and snow Tuesday. This is CPR News.